Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Former Governor Mitt Romney continues to hold a substantial lead in the polls in South Carolina just 4 days before the GOP presidential primary there. But Romney continues to face calls to release his tax returns. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on NBC's Today Show joined those who say Romney should not wait until April to release his returns.
What I would say to Governor Romney is, if you have tax returns to put out, you should put them out. You put them out sooner rather than later, because it's always better, in my view, to have complete disclosure, and especially when you're the front runner.
Romney attended a fundraiser in New York City last night, but he has several campaign appearances scheduled in South Carolina today. For the latest, we're joined by WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff, who is in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, as we said, Romney's leading in the polls there, but 4 years ago, he came in fourth in the South Carolina primary. What's he doing differently this time around, Monica?
That's not entirely clear. He certainly hasn't spent as much time in the state as the other candidates. He's come to the state only about a dozen times during the 2012 campaign cycle. And here's another gauge. The other four candidates held a total of 17 events around the state just yesterday. Meanwhile, Romney held one grassroots rally in an economically depressed town, Florence, where about 75 to 100 people showed up. And the local Republican organizers I met in Florence didn't have nice things to say about the event. They say Romney's aides committed very late to it, that they wouldn't let the town's volunteers in to help set up the event. And the local campaign chair said that the volunteers had to stay out in the rain, and Romney didn't even stop to thank them and shake their hands with all the people who'd come out to help him. And also, it was a little strange because last night Romney skipped what I think would be considered an important event. It was a candidates' forum held in Columbia by the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce. Instead, as you said, he flew to New York for a fundraiser, but Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum attended, and they all had a very long amount of time in front of business leaders across the state to lay out their economic plans. But Ron Paul also did not attend that forum last night.
But, Monica, is the fact that Romney left South Carolina right before the primary like this, do folks think that that means he's feeling very comfortable about his lead there?
Well, they're not sure about that, but Romney is stepping up his game today. He has three grassroots rallies starting in the western part of the state. But the way the political analysts are seeing this race right now is that Gingrich, Perry, and Santorum, and to a lesser extent Ron Paul, are splitting the conservative vote, and that clears the way for a Romney win on Saturday. And I've heard that among voters, too. I mean, even among the Republicans I met in Florence, they're split between Gingrich and Perry. I didn't hear a lot of support for Santorum or Paul, and I haven't honestly heard an overwhelming amount of support for Mitt Romney. I hear a lot of fractured voters and people still making up their minds about this race.
Hmm. Now, Romney has been facing a lot of pressure, mostly from Newt Gingrich, to release his tax returns. What's going on with that issue?
That's right. He came under pressure for that yesterday quite a bit out in Florence, and he tipped his hand saying that what we could expect from a Mitt Romney tax return is that he pays an effective 15% federal tax rate, because so much of his personal fortune, which is estimated to be anywhere between $190 million and $250 million, comes from past investments that create capital gains. And this is a much lower rate than what most people pay in taxes, because on average, top earners in America face a 35% federal tax rate. So say you're earning $3 million a year at a job, and that's a very high salary, but you would be taxed at a high rate, 35%. But if you earn $3 million on your investments, you would be taxed at 15%. Romney said he likely won't release details of his taxes until April at the earliest, and then he was very unclear about whether this would be a full disclosure of several years or just last year's returns of his taxes. He did say he also earned some money from speaker's fees. That was about $374,000 last year, but the majority, I said, comes from these past investments and returns on capital gains. Now, this revelation has already become a political liability for him, because last night, Newt Gingrich at a candidates' forum said that he would propose a 15% flat tax rate for everyone and call it the Mitt Romney flat tax.
And briefly, Monica, what would you say is the big issue resonating with South Carolina voters?
It's jobs. You know, many of the same issues we heard in New Hampshire. But in New Hampshire, the unemployment rate is around 5%. Here in South Carolina, it's just dipped below 10%. It's 9.9%. And in some areas, it's a staggering 13%. So jobs is the key issue here in South Carolina.
Okay, WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff in Columbia, South Carolina, covering the primary race. Monica, thanks very much.
You're welcome.